perfect festival, isn't it?
Well, there you go. What a segue. I am here on day two of the Nelsonville Music Festival 2014. Hashtag NMF14. You're listening to Sometimes the Bear Eats You 2 on AquaBearLegion.com. And I am with Emily Prince.
Hello.
And Rick Dodson.
Rick-diculous.
Don't be Rick-diculous. So, what are we looking forward to here on day two on the Friday, Bill? I know you saw your favorite thing last night.
I did. You know I did, yeah.
I didn't get to catch much of that. I think it was during Weed Ghost set.
It was.
Which I forgot to record.
Right. And I do feel a little guilty for abandoning my dear, dear friends.
No, there's no deal.
To see my rock idol.
Hey, you know, if it's between Weed Ghost and your rock idol, you go to your rock idol.
Thanks.
There's no hard feelings there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Rick? What are you looking forward to today? Or tonight?
I am looking forward to seeing Dinosaur Jr. Is it
sure.
The... Is it the original lineup?
It surely is.
They all hate each other, right?
Uh-huh.
I saw them in Milwaukee a couple of years ago, and at one point the drummer walked off the stage, maybe to go to the bathroom or get a beer, but Jay Maskus just looked over and sneered with disgust that he had to kind of wait for the song to start. I'm hoping that maybe they will provide us with the first ever fight at the Nelsonville Music Festival. Fisticuffs.
It could be. I'm not necessarily hoping for that, but hey, you know, it'll be exciting no matter what, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to get some music. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something. So stay tuned.
Thanks, and support Stewart's Opera House and the Nelsonville Music Festival.
Yeah, do those things. We're in the Stewart's Opera House tent right now.
We are. And we're raffling off many wonderful items.
Like what?
Well, a gift basket with like about $500 worth of merch from the bands that are performing.
Damn!
Right? And a past Nelsonville Music Festival t-shirt quilt, which may sound lame, but is in fact awesome.
It looks really cool.
Yeah.
I like that the volunteer ones are worked in there, too.
Yep. That's how we do it.
The best part about this is that by the time anyone hears this,
it'll be too
it'll
late.
It'll be well past the deadline, and all of this will have already been auctioned off. So,
that
yeah.
That's the best part.
Go fuck yourself, Internet. No, we don't mean that. Here's a song by a band.
It's Village of Spaces.
Thank you.
and Madeline. Also Shannon. Shaky Graves.
This is my first time out here, but it seems like you got everything figured out. This is pretty fucking awesome.
Oh, touch me tomorrow, me no tornado carries me off. Pulls me from bed and bashes my head and all. Buries me halfway across the globe, but yeah, won't be long till I'm alone.
Nice power waltz for you guys, so grab the most uncomfortable person near you and just jump right in, you know? Still bring him little presents all from time to
the top. He'd sit me in his castle and he'd pick my mind. Yeah, he said if you value your heart, stay on the road. If you value the road, stay on the top. If you value the top, you're gonna suffer, sure. And if you don't wanna suffer, then you better run, yeah.
Checking out if you haven't yet. Also, make sure you go say hi to the good folks at Rural Action who are doing our zero waste program. Last year, we recycled 89% of the waste that was generated by the fest. This year, we're hoping to do better. So, you know, go say hi to them. They have a pretty amazing operation. It's cool to look at. Without any further ado, we've got a band from Columbus. They've got a slight injury in the band, so. You know, everybody settle down so you don't end up like this guy. Without any further ado, here's West Virginia White. Woo! Woo!
At the Nelsonville Music Festival 2014. Hashtag NML14.
Heck yeah, hashtag.
Hashtag it up with Tim Peacock and the hashtag Portalette.
Hello, Aqua Bear Legion.
Yeah, so,
welcome to the 2014 Nelsonville Music Festival here in the Port of John, or Portalette. If I look down to my left, I get an unpleasant sight.
The smell is not too bad.
It's not too bad. We're trying to keep these port-a-johns. We're proving that they're clean port-a-johns this year because we're standing in here sweating.
Yep.
Amongst other things, intertwining our fluids, so to speak, at the Nelsonville Music Festival.
Yeah. So thanks for listening, and
we'll see you soon.
Yeah, Tim. Thank you so much for everything
Chris,
you do.
Thank
and Stewart's Opera House, and it's just awesome. This happens every year.
It's pretty fun. We get to get silly and have fun such as this, so thanks.
Yes, so come and...
And come.
Patronize the arts.
See ya.
What's going on, Nelsonville? How's everybody doing this evening? Feeling good? Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't know us, we're Grupo Fantasma all the way from Austin, Texas. Si, senor. Far away. We got great music coming your way, so keep on dancing. Let's have a good time. This one right here is called Roto Corazón, Broken Heart. Another cumbia.
Y si miras
Steve Gunn, and he's awesome.
Thank you. superstar Scott Hedrick and super international superstar AJ's beard. We just got done watching Steve Gunn,
and it was absolutely fantastic.
Phenomenal.
Why was it so goddamn good?
Well, you know, the first part was definitely some drone-ish finger-picking rock stuff. And then at the end, he just blew my skull in half with some solo acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
And truly phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely, like, fantastic.
Weird Americana.
Americana, fantastic melodies. Largely instrumental with a little bit of vocals from Steve. And it was...
Definitely made
me so happy.
Drone-ish.
It was just fantastic.
That's the thing about this Nelsonville Fest is sometimes Tim Peacock gets it right. he digs up a gem that, you know, man, just blows your skull off.
Like, this is the, as we talked about yesterday, Chris, this is the first time I've been home for the festival. I'm not on tour, and I've discovered a lot of new music, and that was something I was not familiar with. And so far, the best thing I've seen or heard all weekend, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, like last year, I'm really looking forward to Wooden Indian Burial Ground. I would have never known, except for last year. They blew the fucking Pampers off old people last year at like 5, 6 p.m.
My God, that was a mess.
They're playing a little later, so it's going to fit a little bit better because they are a loud rocking mess. But man, Steve Gunn, everyone.
Yep.
Go out and buy some Steve Gunn right now. Amazing.
As I believe Todd Jacobs invented last year, although I don't believe it was actually captured on tape. The Nelsonville Music Festival is where you'll find your next favorite band.
Yeah.
Well, that's horseshit. You should be checking year-round. You shouldn't wait for one weekend. But this weekend does help.
I just said yes, and Andrew was honest.
I mean, that's horseshit. If you wait for one weekend, you're part of the problem.
I don't think he was suggesting that at all.
I think he was just saying if you show up, all of a sudden,
your new favorite band.
And all right, true.
So that I agree with because I just found Steve Gunn. It was fantastic.
Come on, man. Todd's already shredding. Don't inflate his head.
All right.
No, that's pretty all right, though. I'll give Todd that. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
All right.
Steve Gunn overdue here. You need to cut
Steve
this.
Gunn. Yeah. Get that stuff.
Yeah, that was Steve Gunn.
Get that stuff, people.
Something else.
Fantastic.
Coming up next.
It's Quilt.
Thank you.
You want the blam blams? You get the blam blams.
Thank you. Give a shout out right now, I think, to all of our really hardworking zero waste volunteers. Last year, this festival, guys, was almost 90% diverted from the landfill, all of our waste. That's through composting, recycling, everything. They are sorting through every bag of trash back there, and that is pretty awesome. All right, so our goal here is to make this place exactly how we left it, and then everything that we're doing here, make it as have as little impact on the environment as possible. So please do your part. I know as the beers keep flowing and it gets dark, you might just want to chuck that chicken wing in the trash or like, but put it in the compost, okay? It's good. It's good karma for everyone, yes. And those people are awesome back there. So if you pass by them, give them like a high five or something. This next band are really awesome. I'm gonna say some much more like analytical things here in a second. They joined us last year all the way from Portland, Oregon. Hey, there we go. Sister city to Nelsonville, Ohio. No, I'm just joking, it's not. And they kind of blew a lot of people away here, I think. And the good news for you is that you get to see them now. And for anyone hearing me that isn't back here, you can watch them now or on Sunday as well. They'll be back here. And these guys literally took, as far as I know, we were trying to add it up out back. I think they went through about 16 Subarus and like a couple tanks. Few helicopter rides to get from Portland to here. It was like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but for the Nelsonville Music Festival and without John Candy. So I am very, very excited. If you like loud stuff, you're in for a treat. Wooden Indian Burial Ground, everybody. Have a good night.
Except for Tristina. Columbus, everybody.
Hello.
Give it up to Nelsonville and Tim Peacock and Sarah Warda and all the fucking volunteers. They worked fucking hard for this stuff. It's really cool. One of my favorite festivals ever. It was so fun playing last year, and I'm so glad we're back.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm in high school again. It's Dinosaur Jr.
Thank you.
Sort of super loud and distorted. Sorry, it's kind of fucked up, but let's finish off day two of the 2014 Nelsonville Music Festival with the awesomeness of the men.